All right, Catherine.
Hey, Charles.
How you doing?
Good.
So, what do we have here today? What's going on?
So, we're here today with Javier Martinez from Telefónica in Spain. And Javier, do you want to maybe introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, I am a software architect in Telefónica, and my job is to help develop the research products in our company.
Excellent. So, the research products?
Yes, research products. I am specialized in Microsoft technology, our company.
Excellent.
So Javier, I'd really like to understand, so tell us a little bit about some of the exciting projects that you've done recently.
Sure.
Cuéntanos un poco de alguno de los proyectos interesantes que has hecho recientemente.
Thanks.
En español, we're
sí, no, no. Yeah, you can speak Spanish if you want. Whatever's easy, whatever's more comfortable.
Bueno, vale.
Vale, ¿sí? Yo te traduzco.
Vale. El último año nosotros desarrollamos un configurador para poder conseguir que todos los equipamientos de cliente que tienen despegados Telefónica, todos los routers que las personas tienen despegados en casa para poder ver las televisiones o para poder navegar por internet, que son millones de equipamientos despegados, pues para poder gestionarlos de forma remota.
Wow, that's very interesting. Let me tell our Niners so that they can...
Sure.
For those of us...
And me too.
...who doesn't understand Spanish. So Javier was saying that they recently deployed a project, a configurator. They have millions of customers who have routers in their homes. Because Telefónica is an ISP and sells services for internet access and television and things like that.
Okay.
So they've deployed a product that allows them to remotely configure the routers and all those millions of customers that they have.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. Now, is this a product that's written in managed code? I mean,
yes. Para implementar la solución, nosotros hemos utilizado para la comunicación de todo el servidor con los equipamientos de cliente, utilizamos Windows Communication Foundation, porque necesitábamos crear un canal que permitiera enviar mensajes SOAP entre los equipamientos y cliente y el servidor para configurarse, porque se utilizan unos protocolos basados en SOAP, que es el protocolo TR69, es un protocolo estándar del DSL Forum, y implementamos un canal con Windows Communication Foundation para poder hacer esto, para poder establecer la comunicación.
So they've implemented the communication between their server and the customer sites is through Windows Communication Foundation, and you implemented a custom channel?
Yes.
Because they had a specific protocol that they needed to communicate between the server and the
Now,
clients.
When you say create a custom channel, he implemented something on top of a specification?
So,
a known WCF?
Well, WCF allows for pluggable transport. Is it a the channel is a transport, so
okay.
It allows for pluggable components, and so they were able to implement their own transport component.
And how was, can you ask them, like, what that experience was like? I mean, what...
Pues nos sorprendió mucho porque no fue nada complicado construir un nuevo canal. O sea, diseñar un nuevo canal fue muy sencillo. Había bastante documentación, incluso aunque el producto estaba en beta, el soporte que nos ofrecieron los grupos de news fue muy bueno y en relativamente poco tiempo, en un mes, tuvimos un canal que ya era capaz de enviar los mensajes SOAP a través del protocolo TR69 en el canal que construimos para email.
So they were very, very surprised at how easy it was for them to build that the channel. They said in about a month, even though it was in beta, with good support they had from the news groups, they were able to build their channel. And so the channel, the protocol, it sends SOAP over Terra is the protocol? Is it a custom? It's a proprietary protocol?
The protocol is TR69.
Terra 69.
No, TR69.
Oh, TR. Oh, TR.
Sí, TR.
Yo entendía Terra. No. Okay,
TR.
No.
Es TR. Lo estandariza DSL Forum, que es una organización que se encarga de estandarizar todos los protocolos para la configuración de equipamiento de cliente.
Okay, so the TR69 is the protocol by the DSL Forum.
Yes.
Defined by the DSL Forum.
Fantastic.
Y eso era la parte en la que el servidor hablaba con el equipamiento de cliente. Pero teníamos otra parte, que nuestro servidor tenía que integrarse con todos los sistemas de backend de Telefónica.
So that was for the part where the server had to communicate with the clients, the routers in their customers' homes.
Yes.
And there was another part that you were going to say with the servers and the backend. So with your configuration server and the backend servers in Telefónica.
Exactamente. Y para esta comunicación también utilizamos Windows Communication Foundation porque es un sistema muy heterogéneo. Hay servicios de backend que esperan simplemente mensajes OAuth, había servicios de backend que esperan mensajes OAuth, pero ya utilizando protocolos por encima, como WS Security o WS Transaction, etcétera. Y lo bueno que nos permitió Windows Communication Foundation es que con el mismo código fuimos, sin tener que tocar nada al código, solamente a través de estableciendo distintos endpoints, fuimos capaces de integrarnos con todos los sistemas de Telefónica. Eso fue un gran valor para nosotros.
So one of the biggest values they had when they were communicating between their configuration server and the back-end servers was they had a bunch of very heterogeneous systems. And so in some cases, the protocol, the communication protocol, which needed to be SOAP. In other cases, they were using some of the WS Star protocols on top, so maybe WS Security, WS Transaction. And they were able to use the same code and just be able to create different endpoints and through the through attributes, be able to attribute it to use the different configuration protocols on top.
That's phenomenal.
Y también nos fue muy productivo porque este protocolo que tiene mensajes SOAP muy sencillos, pero nosotros teníamos que implementar conceptos de más alto nivel. Por ejemplo, operaciones que se hacen es la apertura de un puerto en un router, por ejemplo. Esa operación es el intercambio de 15 mensajes SOAP. Pues gracias a Windows Workflow Foundation fuimos capaces a poder crear de forma dinámica estos comandos de abrir un puerto, configurar la voz IP, configurar la wireless, ¿no? Moldeamos todos estos comandos, que eran varias instrucciones SOAP, las moldeamos a través de Windows Workflow Foundation. Con lo cual pudimos crear comandos de una forma más productiva y además comandos que son mucho más mantenibles. Incluso la persona a día de hoy que los crea es una persona que tiene un gran know-how de desarrollo. Simplemente él declarativamente va moviendo los controles, va haciendo las flechas y es capaz de crear los nuevos comandos y configuraciones.
Wow, let's see if I can remember all that.
It's fine.
So they were saying one of the things they have, they were able to create more high-level commands because a lot of the things they need to do, like maybe open a port on a router, requires multiple SOAP calls. And so they were able to encapsulate them into using Windows Workflow Foundation into higher level commands. And that way they also today, the people who support those commands are able to define them using the graphical user interface and defining, you know, arrows, connecting arrows and tasks, and they can then call it into those lower level SOAP commands.
Wow.
Gracias a Windows Workflow Foundation hemos podido crear un lenguaje específico de dominio para crear comandos de configuración.
So they were able to create a domain specific language thanks to Windows Workflow that enables them to do those operations.
That's amazing. So I mean, essentially this is a giant company, right? Telefonica. And this is a huge implementation of WCF and now Windows Workflow. I mean, that's amazing.
Production? ¿Está en producción?
Una parte del sistema ha estado en producción porque necesitamos configurar los routers, salió en producción, se configuraron y ahora de momento está parado hasta que haga falta otra vez. Es decir, ha estado en funcionamiento, ha funcionado correctamente y ahora no está en producción porque se esperará que haga otra necesidad, que puntualmente salió para configurar los routers.
Okay, it was in production because it was something developed for a specific task of going out and configuring the routers. So they've already used it, they've configured the routers, and now they wait until the next time they need to configure the routers to be able to. So it's not something that's in consistent production, it's something that was built for a specific function.
So it's a tool
completed.
That's used, and it's completed.
And it's completed.
And it worked.
And it worked.
Yes. Yes. Now, let's talk, I mean, what were some of the challenges in using a brand new sort of platform to solve this problem?
La principal ventaja que hemos tenido es la productividad.
So ventaja, advantage, productivity. Pero retos, dificultades, ¿con qué cosas os costó más?
Que fuese una beta el programa, la documentación que tuvimos, pudimos hacer las cosas, pero si hubiéramos tenido la documentación hubiera sido mejor. O sea, eso es un poco duro, la carencia de trabajar con betas.
Pero, documentation, lack of documentation being a major challenge, yes.
Pero salvo eso, en realidad no tuvimos ningún problema. La verdad es que es un grupo de personas que ya llevan mucho tiempo trabajando con las tecnologías de Microsoft y entonces es gente que tiene pasión por ello y entonces no hubo ningún problema. Se lo toman como un reto, en realidad.
So they really didn't run into any other major problems because they had a group that was, you know, very experienced with Microsoft technologies, very you know, excited with the challenge of being able to.
Quizás el único problema fue explicarle a los clientes de Telefónica que íbamos a utilizar un entorno manejado que siempre les entra la preocupación por el rendimiento de la plataforma. Siempre les entra un poco de miedo de pensar si va a cumplir los requisitos de rendimiento que hacen falta para estos sistemas.
So one of the challenges they had was with their customers was being able to their customers were concerned maybe about some of the performance and having a managed runtime, and so they were able to address the concerns that those customers have. Now, when you say the customer, cliente,
sí.
¿Es mi madre en su casa el cliente?
No.
Porque no sabe nada de código manejado, ni preocupación,
no.
¿O quién es el cliente del router?
Nosotros somos una empresa que es Telefónica y más de, que da servicios para Telefónica. Entonces, nuestro cliente, aunque somos el mismo holding de empresas, somos dos empresas separadas. Entonces, tenemos que hablar con Telefónica, que son nuestros clientes, para decirle, vamos a hacer este producto, lo vamos a hacer de esta forma, y ellos certifican las soluciones de alguna forma.
So in this particular context, when Javier was referring to customer, he was referring to the fact that he's in Telefónica R&D, which is a separate company from Telefónica, which is their actual end, their customer who was going to deploy that solution.
Excellent.
And so it was Telefónica. Because I was asking him, when you say the customers were concerned of having a managed runtime, I'm thinking of my mother at home with her router that she connects to Telefónica with. That's why I was asking him who he meant by the customer in that particular
context. And that's interesting because that tends to be the case, you know, company, you know, worldwide. I mean, I was just talking to someone else that I have this similar concern. About the customer has a concern about adding in a new platform and what that means in terms of their testing and migration and compatibility and all this other stuff, whereas research you're able to just do really cool things and go check this out, but they've proved that it worked.
Yes.
But I do have a question though. In order to do the WCF management on a router, it was the router has to have the runtime in it, right or wrong?
No lo entendí bien.
Para que el router participase con la comunicación WLCF, ¿tiene que tener en runtime instalado el router?
No. Es que... No.
Okay, good. But I wanted to clear that up. So let's...
Yes. Es que nuestro sistema de configuración, lo único que envía el router para que él vea son mensajes SOAP, que envía... o un canal HTTP, ¿entiendes? Entonces nosotros tuvimos que hacer un binding especial sobre HTTP porque no nos valía el comportamiento especial que hace falta TR69 porque se mantiene la sesión de los mensajes SOAP de una forma especial, ¿vale? Y los mensajes SOAP no viene un mensaje solo como soporta el canal HTTP por defecto de Índigo, sino que nosotros en una sola petición tenemos igual 6 o 7 mensajes SOAP.
So they had to do a special binding, HTTP binding, for their channel because the TR69 specification doesn't just send single SOAP messages, but might send, you know, several SOAP messages together. So it communicates with the router just through the HTTP, and so they're just sending raw SOAP messages to the router.
Okay.
So there's no Índigo on the router end. It's just
It
has a way of interpreting the SOAP commands that it receives.
Exactly.
So when you say the configuring the routers para los routers que se están configurando, es en router, mi madre tiene Telefónica y un router en su casa, es para configurar ese
router, sí. Okay.
Because my mother has a Telefónica router at home.
Right.
I'm wondering, you know, were they configuring her?
Sí, muchas veces.
Yes, that's.
Muchas veces hay que cambiar parámetros del router porque se toman decisiones desde la parte servidora para un mejor despliegue, para un mejor servicio, y entonces sin que de forma transparente a los usuarios se les actualizan elementos en los equipamientos de cliente.
So he was saying sometimes they need to change configuration parameters to improve their services, to do something, some sort of tweaking that is, you know, transparent to their customers, and they can push it out through those configuration changes.
Cool. So a question for, you know, for Javier.
Yes.
Are you so you're a researcher? Are you a PhD, or how did you get into the research stuff?
Nuestra compañía es un poco extraña porque se llama Telefónica Investigación y Desarrollo y toda la plantilla, en teoría, todos son investigadores, ¿no? Somos una plantilla de 1.200 personas y yo concretamente, pues, ya lo comentaba antes, yo tengo el título dentro de la compañía que sería arquitecto o consultor, pero en realidad sería como de investigador. Es decir, el título que viene en la tarjeta no tiene nada que ver con las tareas que haces, ¿vale? Entonces, toda la empresa se dedica, o principalmente las personas que tienen cargos de responsabilidad en la empresa se dedican a investigar. Hay una pequeña parte que se dedica al desarrollo, pero casi la mayoría de la plantilla tiene misiones de investigar nuevos productos para Telefónica.
So let's see if I get that all right. So it's Telefonica is they have about 1,200 people, and they're, he was saying, well, his title may be architect. All the people who are on the staff actually are doing research into new product development. So it's product research. Maybe more product research as opposed to pure research. Más que es investigación aplicado a desarrollo de productos.
Sí, sería más innovación que investigación.
More innovation than research. Okay. Pues Charles, porque Charles estaba preguntando si es que todo el mundo tiene su doctorado, si tienes un doctorado, que sí.
Yo, por ejemplo, ahora estoy haciendo doctorado. Por ejemplo, justo ahora estoy haciendo el doctorado con la universidad de... Pues es una cosa de... También tiene que ver con configuración. Uh-huh. Es crear un nuevo lenguaje, por eso antes comentaba lo de lenguajes específicos de dominio, es crear un nuevo lenguaje que facilite la creación de comandos, de metacomandos para la configuración de equipamiento. Es un poco...
¿Para tu tesis o para tu proyecto?
Para mi tesis. Vamos, lo hago para mi tesis, pero sería con la idea de, si sale bien, luego poder aplicarlo en Telefónica. Esa sería la idea. Es de metadatos y configuraciones, como se podría reducir.
So Javier was saying that he's in the process of getting his PhD. Okay. And one of the projects that he's working on, at hopefully not only for his thesis, but that could be later applied at Telefonica, is in designing a domain-specific language for configuration of para configuración de
equipamiento de cliente,
client equipment.
Outstanding, very cool. And so what are some of your favorite things about the WCF sort of platform? I know that's a broad question, but.
¿Qué cosas te gustan más? ¿No? La simplicidad, sobre todo la simplicidad y la productividad que da a las personas. Estamos acostumbrados a tener que tomar al principio la decisión, porque nosotros, la experiencia que teníamos anterior, teníamos que tomar al principio la decisión si lo hacíamos con servicios web o si lo hacíamos con el remoting o con DECON o lo que sea, y ahora todo eso... No, esas decisiones no las tienes que tomar. Tú te centras solamente en hacer tu lógica de negocio, en solventar tu problema. Uh-huh. Quizás lo que más me gustaría decir es que nos quita todo el código de fontanería. Yeah. Permite que los programadores solamente se centren en el negocio de su empresa, que al fin y al cabo es para lo que te han contratado.
So he was saying that one of the things they love is the fact that it's really removed the need for them to do all the plumbing. They can really focus on the code to solve their business problem. Before, and because you're abstracting away the protocol and the transport, and you just focus on what your business solution is.
Fantastic. So. And they have I did an interview recently where they're demoing some of their great distributed kind of debugging. I mean, I can imagine debugging problems on a 200 million client world could be very challenging, but maybe by standardizing on this platform, maybe they can make that easier to debug the hard problems with the good tools and blah blah blah.
Sí, sí.
I'm just being an evangelist now.
Sí, porque es que además muchos errores que teníamos siempre eran cosas de las comunicaciones, ¿entiendes? Y ahora ese código ya no existe. Ya si hay un problema, afortunadamente no es nuestro. ¿Entiendes? Eso es muy bueno.
So you're saying a lot of the common errors that they would have before were in writing those communications protocols, and so now he's saying that if the problem happens, it's not theirs.
You send Catherine an email.
Yes,
one of the other people.
So, Javier, te tengo que preguntar.
Sí.
¿Qué te parece Windows Vista? I had to ask the question. What does he think about Windows Vista?
Fantastic.
Me parece que, bueno, la apariencia es muy bonita, el interfaz aéreo está muy bien, y desde el punto de vista de la productividad, yo que tengo que trabajar con mucha documentación, yo he probado lo de la gestión de documentos, y me parece espectacular. También... Otro problema que nosotros teníamos mucho con nuestras, que siempre nos estamos riñendo la gente de seguridad, que siempre estábamos todas las personas como administradores, porque es más cómodo trabajar, pues el control que hay ahora de los permisos, vamos, de que estás como usuario normal y cuando haces una tarea te pide que te leves el permiso, pues nos parece muy bien, nos parece muy útil. Vamos, que estamos encantados, la verdad.
Tengo que presentar a... Introduce him to Chris.
Excellent.
So Javier was saying that he thinks that he looked at it very polished, loves the arrow arrow theme. Mm-hmm. And he said because he works a lot with documents, that the whole search and the whole way that you manage documents and organize and view documents, he found it to be spectacular. That was
excellent.
And he's also in their company. They're very happy about user account control and the fact that it does require you to run a standard user and only elevate when necessary. So we have to introduce you to Chris Corio, who's here.
Absolutely. Now, of course, it'll be interesting when we talk to him again after he started programming against UAC and experience some of the, you know, there's going to be interesting experiences that you'll have.
Es que Charles, le dudan que si al empezar a programar sí. en un entorno con UAC, si vas a pensar lo mismo.
Sí, sí, sí. Nosotros...
¿Pero estáis desarrollando en Vista ahora?
Exactamente. Nosotros seguimos Vista en un grupo que nos puso Microsoft de poder ir probando las betas. Y nosotros, el grupo que lo forman 5 personas que estamos ahora en un proyecto también con tecnología de Microsoft, también con Windows Presentation Foundation, pues trabajamos con Windows Vista y estamos contentos. No es tantas las veces que te pide que metas tu contraseña para darte tus privilegios, ¿vale? Así que estamos, de verdad, nos parece útil y estamos contentos. No es una penuria para nosotros.
So he said that Charles is completely out of his mind and
in not so many
don't
words.
Quite follow what he's saying.
In not so many words, no. But he basically, what Javier was saying is that they have a group of 5 in this project they're working on now,
yeah.
and they're developing on Windows Vista.
Cool.
They're doing Windows Presentation Foundation, and they don't think that it's that they're happy, and
that's
they are
cool.
developing, and so
perfect.
They're happy with UAC.
So in other words, they're using the best practices as their guidelines, and they're not finding it to be that big of a deal.
¿Estáis utilizando las prácticas recomendadas y
sí,
lo estáis encontrando que sea
no,
que es un problema, no?
No, sin ningún problema. Además es que no tenerlo es tener toda la penuria que teníamos antes, todos los problemas de seguridad. Yo te digo, no, ninguna persona ha reportado ninguna queja de decir, pues no me gusta este modelo, estoy harto de meter mis contraseñas, no ha habido ninguna queja.
Porque tenéis distintas identidades, ¿no?
Sí, sí, sí.
Okay. So they actually are running as, Chris will love this,
yeah.
they're running as standard, non-privileged users, not just because their tokens filtered, but when they do need to run an elevated process, they enter the credentials of a privileged user.
Mm.
So they're not just giving their consent to run the same user full token, they actually are running as a totally standard user and they elevate to a separate privileged user.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
It does make sense. Awesome.
And that's kind of like, that's the direction that, you know,
that you want people to go.
That's where the UAC team is wanting to see people go. So.
Fantastic. Wow. Cutting edge and kicking ass.
So, one question: ¿qué te ha gustado más de TechEd hasta ahora? What's the favorite thing?
La posibilidad de hablar con personas que tienen los mismos problemas que tú y que trabajan con las mismas tecnologías, la posibilidad de preguntar a los expertos que están, eso es lo mejor. Que te sientes como arropado con un grupo, que muchas veces estás solo delante de tu PC, te encuentras con un problema, no tienes solución. Y aquí encuentras un poco a la gente que tiene una problemática y se establecen vínculos muy interesantes.
So he was saying that the opportunity to speak with others who have similar problems and challenges, and also to be able to speak with experts that he can discuss those problems with, so that you kind of feel, you know, part of the, you know, not just alone in front of your PC trying to figure something out.
Outstanding. Very cool. So did you ask him what his favorite part of TechEd has been so far?
That's what I just asked.
That's what you asked him. Cool. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
The next year, I promise to make the interview in English.
Yeah.
That is, yeah.
Next year.
That is, yeah.
So, but I mean, it's interesting. I mean, you have to, you speak English, you understand English very
yes,
well,
yes.
or you wouldn't come to mm-hmm. this because it's only in English.
Right.
And I think in the past we have tried speaking native tongue at Tech Eds, right, or not?
I don't know. They may have tried in one. I don't know that in any of the ones I've been here in Barcelona.
Sure.
Tried. Again,
it would be
there
difficult.
Are people all over from...
Of course.
What language do you choose?
Exactly.
You know, it's, and getting the experts in those languages.
En España hay un problema especial con el inglés porque todas las películas son subtituladas, mm-hmm. no es como otros países en Europa. Eso es un problema que hay en España que se está intentando cambiar y es que nos cuesta aprender el inglés.
So he was saying in some of the... So in Spain, one of the reasons that there's a little more difficulty with English is that... You know, all of the movies are dubbed, everything. So it's not, some of the northern European countries, you have subtitles, you hear the English more. And so that's why.
And they learn English in school.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of their
sure.
Their heritage. Mm-hmm. And,
pero en el pasado no se daba la importancia al inglés que tiene ahora.
So what dialect are you speaking? I mean, what is it? It's not Catalan, is
no.
it?
No, no. I am from Asturias, in the north of Spain.
Okay.
Asturias.
Asturias.
But you're speaking Castellano.
Yes, Castellano.
Castellano. So how many different flavors of Spanish are there in Spain?
I don't know that I'm qualified to answer that.
Okay.
There's many, no?
Yes, many. Yes.
Depends
many.
On how granular you want to get.
Well,
I think...
I
to leave someone out.
Well, I mean, like, for example, it's been interesting to say merci.
In Catalan.
In Catalan.
Sí.
which
gracias,
is, gracias, gracias. The normal, the
pero
standard.
En mi región hay una lengua que se llama Bable.
Bable. Yo, mi familia también, tengo familia asturiana también.
Ah, también.
Fantastic.
Podemos hablar la nuestra yunguina
y cuando decías
Bable.
Que hay Bable.
Yeah. So you both speak that?
Well, I have a family who's from Asturias as well, so okay. I understand some of the words or the...
That's awesome.
Sí, es una variante especial del castellano, no hay mucha diferencia.
Cool. It's not as different as some of the other...
So how about, let's ask, I mean, it's always good to ask about what's some of your feedback. Like, what would you like to see happen maybe in the next... I mean, this is going to be very broad kind of questions, but it's always good to... What would you like to see next time, or what are you excited to learn about next time? That kind of stuff, like, what are you looking forward to for a next tech ed?
Conseguir aún ser más productivos en nuestros desarrollos. Eso es lo que
pero lo que estaba preguntando Charles es, quizás, es ¿qué te gustaría en el siguiente tech ed? ¿Qué es lo que como feedback de cómo podemos mejorar el siguiente tech ed?
Ah, sí. La comida. De food. De
food.
Es, no, es una pena que es una pena que España, que tiene uno de los mejores cocineros del mundo, sin embargo, la comida que se ha dado todos los días es comida muy estándar, nada española. Yo creo que es una oportunidad que se tenía que aprovechar en los teques, que es también cultura, que la gente probara la comida que se hace en cada uno de los países en los cuales se organiza.
So, Javier was saying the food. And one of his what he was saying is that it's a shame that in Spain we have some of the best chefs in the world, and really leaders in this area. It's a shame that the food is just very kind of bland, standard, and that the food is part of the culture. And
sure.
That while attendees are here in Barcelona, they could have the it's a shame they don't have the opportunity to have some of the more traditional or typical food.
Well, I think that's great
available.
Feedback. I mean, maybe it could stand to be. When you host it somewhere, that you specifically address in any number of ways the culture, have a cultural flair to where you are.
Sure, and give people a taste of that when they come away, not only technology, but a little bit enriched as well with another cultural perspective.
But I know you could make incredible paella for 2,000 people, right?
Yeah,
it could be. It's hard.
I know.
It's hard. But it could be done.
Sí, sí, entiendo que es complicado, pero creo que es una oportunidad que... No se deja escapar, porque además aquí estamos mucho tiempo y cuando ya sales y llegas al hotel tampoco te apetece ir a los otros sitios.
Awesome, well, this has been great. I really like the real-time
translation.
Thanks.
Yeah. We have kind of a Spanglish going on here.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, because when you have a real conversation, there's no subtitles going on, on someone's
shirt.
You're
not going to add the subtitles later?
I don't think I am, no. I don't think they're necessary. And that's sort of, I think that will work nice. But okay. Hey, thank you for your time.
No.
Great to meet you.
Okay, muchas gracias.
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 Vale, gracias, Catherine.